SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. Let's get the good of the day because, yeah, we're getting close to the end of the week.
You know, I think today we're just going to be playing the hits.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, it's almost like a throwback good, the good, the bad, the dumb
gotcha.
Today. If you
that
feel.
Makes sense.
All right, so the good of the day is Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Yep.
I'm kind of liking this happy-go-lucky Tiger Woods that we're seeing
too.
On golf courses right now.
Me too.
There is a video going around of him with him challenging, basically, Rory McIlroy to hit it to him.
So, oh, okay.
So Tiger is standing at the pin. He's holding the flag. Yells out to Rory, who I don't know is teeing off or hitting from the fairway. I'm not sure where Rory is. You can't really see him at all. But Tiger's just standing there holding the flag saying, hey, hit it to me. And sure enough, Rory hits it like within, I don't know, maybe like 3 feet.
Oh, you got to be kidding. That's amazing.
It's funny.
Obviously it was a par three, but I mean, still,
if
to be able to do
off,
that.
Or if he was in from the fairway, I'm not sure where it was.
I would like to know because Riviera is where they're at this week. And Riviera has a small, I think the 10th is a drivable par four. So maybe he was like trying to see if Rory could hit it on the green from the tee with a driver. But if it was a par three, then that's still cool. Like even if on a par three, hitting it to that close with Tiger's becking you to knock it down is still pretty awesome.
But I mean, I think back, like, you know, the Tiger we know would never do this.
No, not at all.
No, he would just, I mean,
it's
he
all
would,
business.
Yeah, it was all business all the time. This happy-go-lucky, fun Tiger, I'm really digging it.
I am too. I really am. And this is so refreshing to see. Listen, we all, you know, the character arcs of athletes sometimes can take us on wild journeys, but the reality of it is most of the athletes that we talk about, that arc is very short. And for a golfer, it's longer, right? You get a golfer in his 20s and he comes onto the scene, maybe he explodes. How do they handle fame and fortune? Then they rise a bit. Then they may slump. Tiger's was instant phenomenon, lived up to all the hype, had a long level of dominance, and then dropped off the face of the earth. And then had this scandal, and everybody was going after him. And then he was coming, then he couldn't play golf, and then he had all these surgeries. And now, it's like in his 40s, he's like, look, one day this is going to end, and while I'm doing it, I might as well have some fun.
Yeah. I mean, because he got... Like it was almost like a born again Christian.
Yeah, right.
And
he sat
there and was like, you know what? I just need to have some fun. I need to enjoy life right now. I need to enjoy myself.
Yeah, exactly. And Riviera is a nice place. I remember he was, I think he made his pro debut at Riviera when he was like 16, playing in the LA Open back then. So, it's funny because the guys who he was playing with, he was a teenager from high school. And the pros that he was playing with, the tour pros he was playing with, said, this kid's going to be great. Like, he's got a lot of things to work on, but just the raw stuff that he was showing, like, the guys are like, this guy's going to be awesome. When he has time to really develop his, you know, the things about his game. And even back then as a 16-year-old. But, yeah, I agree with you. That's a good of the day.
Yeah, so, and it's just, I mean, it's just funny how close he got to the pin. You know, I mean,
that's awesome too.
There's video. I just sent it to you so you can take a look at it. Rory, or if you go to Rory's Twitter page, it's like the second story down. I mean, he did PGA Tour had us as Tiger tended the pin for Rory McIlroy during the Genesis Invite program. And then this happened. And Rory goes, thanks for hanging back to tend the pin, Tiger Woods. Almost needed you. And he literally, and you know, people are heckling Tiger coming off like, you asked for it. And, you know, and he, I mean, he's just smiling and laughing. But literally the pin, I'm looking at this ball again. Oops.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's kind of like be within 2 feet.
That's, I know. I just watched it. It's fantastic. That is really great.
But you just, I mean, this Tiger, sometimes it almost feels like it's uncomfortable. We shouldn't be seeing this Tiger.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, we want to go up to him and say, okay, where's Tiger Woods? What did you do with him?
Yep. No doubt.
This isn't the Tiger we know. The Tiger we know, he would have already been off the court planning his next assassin.
Exactly. Exactly. So now what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that, Tony, there was a particular record set last year that we were hoping and praying for.
Right.
And the way the record was set was the most glorious way possible for this record to be set.
All right.
And that was Jameis Winston going for being the lone soldier in the 30-30 club.
That's right. That's right.
And you remember the interception? Went for a pick six in overtime on the final play of the Buccaneers season.
That got him to that mark. Yeah, a pick six to close out the season.
Yeah, and to clinch 30-30. That's the lone man. He's in a club of his own. Well, that might be, that just could be a distant memory for us now.
Distant memory.
Because Jameis Winston went ahead and got eye surgery, corrective eye surgery yesterday.
He got LASIK surgery.
Yeah.
That's great. Good. Maybe that was the answer. Was he wearing? Was his contacts out of place? Was he had the wrong prescription?
Not sure. I mean, you know, he's trading in 30-30 for 2020.
Does he need a? Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put that. 30-30 for 2020. Does he need reading glasses? Is that why he got them?
You know what? I mean, this is the first I've ever heard about. Isn't it an excuse? Maybe to say, the reason why I threw those 30 interceptions last year, I needed surgery. I needed my eyes checked.
Well, okay. I would like to know, because there are some people who never get their eyes checked, right?
I never do.
So you don't know you're not 2020 until you actually see 2020. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just go off the fact that I can still read things really far away without any issues.
Yeah, so you're figuring, but let's say somebody came to you and said, here, get an eye exam. And they said, by the way, this is 2020. And you went, oh my God, I was supposed to see that my whole life? And then you're like, yeah, people with 2020 see that far. And you're like, you got to be kidding. You are accepting your eyesight as perfect because you don't know anything else. So maybe Jameis Winston was just one of those guys that never got his eyes, checked. And then they said, have you ever gotten your eyes checked? And he goes, nah, I'm good. I see fine. And they're like, nah, you might want to get your eyes checked. And he went to an optometrist and the optometrist goes, this is number one. This is number two. This is one. Which one's clearer? One. This is one. This is four. Which one's clearer? Four. And then he goes, okay, holy cow, wait a minute. I can actually see the difference between my color uniform and the other color uniform. I think, Doc, this will make a huge difference in the way I do my job. And the optometrist just nodding its head going, yeah, that's how it works, man. That's how it works.
So, what if he was? What if it came out that Jameis was colorblind?
That would be wild, too.
And he had to get those, you know. It was one of those, we've seen the viral videos all the time when the guy gets the corrective sunglasses and sees color for the first time and promises his family that he's not going to get emotional and then breaks down immediately.
Breaks down, yeah.
I mean, what if that was Jameis? He put on the corrective sunglasses and goes, oh my God, we're red?
When was the last time you were at an optometrist?
Me?
Yeah.
I've never been to one.
You've never been to you've never been to an eye doctor?
Nope.
Oh my God, it's great. You should try it once.
No, it's great. I don't like people near me.
No, it's fantastic because they go read the lowest line you can go. And basically what I'm doing is basically guessing. I'll be like, NDZYW.
I can still
read it. Oh, goodness. Well, see, you think you can read it until you go. You don't know.
Oh, no, I know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I know.
No, trust me. No, my wife works for an eye doctor. I've gone in there thinking I had 20/20 and I'm like, wait a minute. You wanted me to read that line? And he goes, yes. And I go, wait, the bottom line? And he goes, yeah. Nope, and I go, that's blurry. And he goes, yeah, you're not supposed to be blurry.
Yeah.
And I go, oh my God.
I know.
All right. I'm not gonna con you into it. You can do it.
Yeah. So. You know what? I know how well I can see. I can see myself never doing the skeleton.
That's right. Do the skeleton. Exactly. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I got to send you another photo.
And goodness gracious! This is very video oriented.
I'm only sending it to you so you can explain it. And you know, the dumb of the day belongs to our beloved Mets.
Man, we love the news of the Mets. Yeah,
An ex-Met named Ty Kelly took to Twitter and showed the lunch he received while in major in the minor league baseball spring training.
Right.
This lunch, I'm going to put it on par with any type of meal that would have been served at the Fyre Festival.
Oh, so basically a slap of cheese on bread?
Well, I mean, he did get a slice of deli meat.
All right, I'm seeing this now. He got a slice of deli meat and cheese, an apple, a Go-Gurt, and a Nature Valley bar. He got Go-Gurt?
He got Go-Gurt, but that's...
Well, at least he got Go-Gurt.
That's the lunch these guys get in minor league baseball. I mean,
did it come in a brown sack?
What I love most is, you know, last week we were talking highly about, you know, this new training, spring training facility the Mets are opening. And I mean, it looks amazing. It has all the latest bells and whistles that you can hope for with a major league ball club. Now we know
$57 million.
Now we know where they're saving their money.
Wait a minute. I have to go back on my Twitter feed because I think it was Frankenberry that pointed out with $57 million, you could feed 19,000 people for a year on that budget.
Well, the minor
league... So the Mets can't feed 50 minor league baseball players in spring training?
No, they found a way to lower that cost.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like, wait, how many? 19,000? We can do better than that.
We can absolutely do better than that.
There's a slab of bologna. I don't even know what meat that is.
I don't either. I thought it was salami at first, but that doesn't look like salami. Maybe it's ham.
Maybe it's ham. It literally is a ham. It looks like a Kraft single between two pieces of white bread.
Doesn't even look like there's condiments on it. Maybe there's some mustard or some mayonnaise on there. It doesn't even look like there's any other addition to the sandwich. It's
like they don't even care.
No,
it's like
they're
not even trying. They're like, you know what? Just give a little protein, you know, some carbs. They'll burn it off soon.
My goodness.
And, well, you know what? Make them feel good. We'll slap in a Go-Gurt.
Wow. That's fantastic. A Go-Gurt. That's great.
That's our beloved Mets.
That's great.
I guarantee you guys, and this is my promise to you all out there, is that I will always have a Mets story for you.
We'll try. We will do our best.
When there is one out there.
Pouring in.
Yeah, when there's one out there, I guarantee it'll be in the good, the bad, the dumb some way, somehow. I can't help myself.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
That sandwich is beautiful.
That is great. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday on SB Nation AM.